of all things. Test your LDS IQ. Where did the organization of the Restored Church occur on April the 6th, 1830? A. Fayette, New York. B. Harmony, Pennsylvania. C. Manchester, New York. Answer: A. Fayette, New York. On what day of the week was the church organized? A. Saturday. B. Sunday. C. Tuesday. Answer: C. Tuesday. Why did Joseph Smith choose five men to be his associates when he organized the church? A. They were the first five men beside him to be baptized. The laws of the church required him to. The laws of the country required him to. Answer: C. The laws of the state required him to. At approximately how many people gathered for the organization of the church? A. 25. B. 6. C. 110. Answer: B. 6. Of the following, who was not baptized on the day the church was organized? A. Martin Harris. B. Oliver Cowdery. C. Lucy Mack Smith. Answer: B. Oliver Cowdery. Sidebar: By the atonement of Jesus Christ, the sins of the repentant shall be washed away. Though they be crimson, they shall be made white as wool. This is the promise given to you. Joseph F. Smith, Gospel Doctrine, pages 98 and 99. Right away, we want you to tell us how the atonement and resurrection of the Savior has come to have personal meaning for you. Send your true experiences to the New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or to CUR-editorial, New Era at LDSChurch.org. Please send your submission by July the 1st, 2002. Mural, Mural on the Wall. The youth of the El Paso, Texas, Mount Franklin Stake used their artistic talents and some plain hard work to beautify an entire city block. Three youth from the stake designed a mural and stenciled it in paint-by-number style on a block-long wall in the heart of El Paso. The city provided all the equipment they needed. The youth provided more than 700 hours of service to paint the 139-foot wall. Perpetual Education Fund. The youth of the Westminster Third Ward, Huntington Beach, California stake, know the importance of education. Using half the funds they had raised for their youth conference, they donated to the Perpetual Education Fund. Their check was presented to Elder John K. Carmack, emeritus member of the First Quorum of the 70, who is the managing director of the PEF. Last April, President Gordon B. Hinckley announced the establishment of the PEF. The fund exists to fight poverty by broadening educational and employment opportunities among young church members. Young men and women, return missionaries mostly, can borrow money from the fund to pay tuition. After they receive an education and are able to earn money, they repay their loans to the fund. The money revolves through the fund to continue to provide educational opportunities for the youth of the church. The PEF started in four countries initially, but it will be eventually available wherever there are church members who qualify for its use. The Westminster youth responded, along with thousands of other church members, to President Hinckley's call to help other church members become self-reliant and successful. Ensign Magazine, May 2001, pages 51 and 53. End of the article, Of All Things.